诗歌，你真伟大。
Please rise and let's sing How Great Thou Art.
第二段用中文，然后第三段用你喜欢的语言，或者是英语。
We'll sing the first two verses in Chinese and the third verse in whatever language you're familiar with.
主啊，我神，我每逢举目观看，你手所造一切奇妙大功，看见星宿，又听到隆隆雷声，你的大功遍满了宇宙中，我灵歌唱赞美救主我神，你真伟大，真伟大！我灵歌唱赞美救主我神，你真伟大，真伟大！当我想到神情愿差他儿子将是生命，我几乎不领会，主在世家甘愿为我的重担，流血舍身为要赦免我罪，我灵歌唱赞美救主我神，你真伟大，
传给我的弟兄，在会中我要赞美你，你们敬畏耶和华的人要赞美他。
I will declare your name to my brothers, in the congregation I will praise you. You who fear the Lord, praise him.
让我们唱荣耀归于真神。
Now sing to God be the glory.
第一、第二段中文，第三段请用英文。
I will sing the first two verses in Chinese and the third verse in English.
荣耀归于真神，他成就大事，为爱使人生之赐下独生子，献上他生命为人赎罪受苦，用生命以挂碍人人的敬畏，赞美主，赞美主，全体聆听主声，赞美主，赞美主，赞美快乐欢喜，亲爱的主耶稣来到父前，荣耀归主，华丽拯救大使命。
是的主，我们来到你面前，我们就要满心欢喜的来说赞美主，赞美主。
Lord, we come to you with praise and with joy in our hearts.
因为你这位创造宇宙诸天荣耀的神。
Because you are the God who created everything.
在耶稣基督里为我们预备了宝贝的救恩。
In Jesus, you prepared us for a salvation.
让我们本来这里面，我们里面有各样污秽的。这些罪人，我们可以坦然无惧地来到神的面前。
So that we can come to you fearlessly, fearless even though we are sinners.
所以我们每次奉你名聚集的时候，我们的心灵就要欢喜快乐。
So that every time when we come to you in your name, we are joyful.
我们就要高唱诗歌来赞美你。
We want to praise you and sing songs in your.
我们谢谢你在这边设立一个属主的大家庭。
Lord, we thank you for establishing a family in your name here.
让我们来到这边读书、做研究或工作的人，可以在这边经历神的爱。
So that for all of us who are either here for school, for research, or for work, that we can experience your love.
不论我们在这边待的时间是长是久
，And no matter how long we are here for,
我们都可以在主的爱中来成长。
We can grow together in your love.
主，我们实在是感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
主啊，在过去这个礼拜当中，我们有很多值得感恩。欢喜的事情。
Hello, there are a lot of things that we are joyful and want to thank you for in this past week.
我们谢谢你把万若莲传道平安顺利的带到我们当中。
We thank you for bringing missionary Wan to us.
我们实在是谢谢你让他能够来到我们教会来配搭侍奉。
Lord, we thank you for letting us serve in this church.
我们愿你大大的使用他。
Lord, we pray that you will use her.
也厚厚的赐福给他。
And also bless her.
我们也谢谢你在过去这个礼拜当中有三个家庭都有了新生的 baby.
Lord, we also thank you because three new lives have been brought to this earth today, this week.
我们谢谢你让严薇薇跟王卫华有了一个健康的儿子。
We thank you for giving a healthy son to 严薇薇 and 王卫华。
我们也谢谢你给陈文龙跟宋美燕也有一个健康可爱的儿子。
And also a healthy cute son to 陈文龙。
我们也谢谢你让参加姐妹会的Jennifer 也生了一个孩子。
And also sister Jennifer giving her a new child.
主啊，我们实在都为他们欢喜快乐。
Lord, we are all joyful for them.
我们也是看到生命的宝贵。
And we see how precious life is.
生命的奇妙。
How miraculous life is.
我们也想到你设立教会在这里的目的是让很多人可以得着从上头来的新生命。
And we know that the purpose of you establishing this church is so that we can bring new lives to this earth.
我们祷告，愿意我们这个教会永远忠于这个呼召，忠于这个使命。
Lord, we say that we pray that we'll still stay faithful to this calling.
愿意这个城里面有更多的人能够认识你，能够归向你。
So that more people in this town can come to you and to know you.
能够经历，能够享受耶稣基督所赐丰盛的生命。
And to experience this abundant life that you have given to us.
我们也为宣教士们来祷告。
We also pray for the missionaries.
知道他们所处的环境是更加的艰难。
We know that they're in very difficult environments now.
我们求主你来坚固他们。
But Lord, we pray that you will strengthen them.
主，我们也感谢你让我们很多的弟兄们在礼拜五通力合作，把两个办公室搬到我们新买的屋子里。
Lord, we also thank you for helping the brothers move to our new offices on Friday.
看到有这么多人一同出力，而且一同用脑筋来思想怎么样搬东西，实在是一件很喜乐的事情。
It's such a joy to see all of us work together and a plan for this new office.
主啊，知道这一切都是你的祝福，我们感谢你。
Lord, we know that this is your blessing and we thank you.
我们把我们今天的聚会恭恭敬敬的来仰望。
Lord, we lift up this service to you.
愿意每一位在这边的人都可以感受到神正在我们当中。
So that everyone who is here can experience you in us.
也愿意你的话语深深印到我们的心中。
May your words grow seeds in our soul.
成为我们生活的指引和力量。
So that we can so that can be a strength and power in our lives.
听我们的祷告。
Lord, listen to our prayers.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
好，下面请朱荣姐妹为我们起引诗。经文第77篇，在诗本768页，切实相爱。
Okay, now it's time for scripture reading. Please turn to page 768 in your handbooks.
请大家翻开教会生命圣诗第768页，第77篇，切实相爱。
Please turn to page 768, hymn 77.
我读细体字，请大家回应粗体字。
Okay, please respond in, please read the bold text.
主为我们舍命，我们从此就知道何为爱，我们也当为弟兄舍命。
凡有世上财物的，但见弟兄穷乏，却在主面舍心，爱神的心怎能存在他里面呢？
小子们呐、啊！我们相爱，不要只在言语和舌头上，总要在行为和诚实上。
所以我们务要追求和睦的事，与彼此建立德行的事。
你们既因顺从真理，洁净了自己的心，以致爱弟兄没有虚假，就当从心里彼此切实相爱。
凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐。用爱心互相宽容，慎独缺乏，要防护，更要一味的还待。
与喜乐的人要同乐，与哀哭的人要同哭。污秽的言语一句不可出口，只要随时说造就人的好话，叫听见的人得益处。
并要以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕。
个人要照所得的恩赐彼此服侍，做神百般恩赐的好管家。
最要紧的是彼此切实相爱，因为爱能遮掩许多罪。
总而言之，你们都要同心，彼此体恤，相爱如弟兄，存慈怜谦卑的心。
能以合众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等长阔而高深，并知道这爱是过于人人所能测度的，便叫神一切所充满了你们。
感谢主。
Praise the Lord。
下面是奉献的时间。
Now it's time for offering。
奉献是基督徒的权利和义务。
So it is our right and duty to,
是我们对主以及对教会服侍的心志。
It is our heart for this church and for the Lord.
如果你还没有准备好，请你把奉献袋恭敬地传给下一位。
If you're not prepared for our offering, please pass it back to the next person.
下面让我们一起唱一首。诗歌一切献在坛上。
Now let's sing, Is Your All on the Altar?
你渴望永平安，尽管世事交杂，将恒心的锦绣与阳光。Thank you.
好，下面请静华弟兄为我们的奉献做祷告。
Now let's pray for the offering.Lord Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us this opportunity to offer to you. Lord, thank you for expressing our love, to you through offering. So that we can acknowledge that everything in this earth is from you. So Lord, we just want to place what you've given to us, in your good works.Lord, we pray that you accept it joyfully. Lord, we pray all this in your Holy Son's name.
Amen. Amen. 读经的经文在哥林多前书第十三章四到八节。
Now it's time for scripture reading. 1 Corinthians, chapter 13, verses 4 to 8.
爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈。爱是不嫉妒，爱是不自夸，不张狂，不做害羞的事，不求自己的益处，不轻易发怒，不计算人的恶，不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐，爱是永不止息。下面是信息时间。
Now it's time for the message.
We 们首先要正式欢迎万若莲传道来到我们当中。
Let's first welcome Missionary Wan to us.
他开了好多天的车，从加州礼拜三才刚刚到伊德干。
She drove several days from California, and she just arrived on Wednesday.
他会来担任我们中文事工的关怀和门徒训练传道。
She will be the Chinese Minister of Caring and Discipleship.
那他会住在我们刚买的屋子有至少一段时间。
She will be living in the new house that we just purchased.
那我就想特别请大家能够稍微注意一下。
I want all of you to be mindful of a few things.
我们的现在有两个办公室搬到那个房子的一楼。
We have two new offices that have moved to the first floor in that new house.
那主要会去那个办公室会是牧师助理啊，还有我们的这个负责行政的建华弟兄。
Okay, the main two people who will be going to the new offices will be the secretary and 建华。
那万传道也会在那边算是他的办公室。
And missionary one will also be there because that will be her office.
那但是我们就也是我虽然他是全人的摆上，但是我想每一个人也需要一些生活的空间。
And even though we know that she's giving herself fully to this church, we know that she also needs some privacy.
他休息的日子是礼拜一跟礼拜六。
She will be taking Mondays and Saturdays off.
那所以就在那两天，还有就是周间的时间。九点到五点之外，请大家如果要找他，也希望至少礼貌上跟他打个电话。
I hope that for those of you who will want to visit her, to give at least give her a call if it's not during her office hours of 9 to 5.
那这样他需要安静祷告、预备信息的时候，他也有这样的空间。
So that she can prepare for meditation and scripture reading.
那就住在教会旁边，也有一个很可能很大的缺点。
There's also a disadvantage of living right next to the church.
就是说有时候弟兄姐妹说，哎呀，我一个什么东西忘了带回家，锁在教会，你可不可以去帮我拿一下？
Sometimes there will be brothers and sisters who might forget things in the church and they might want to ask her to help her retrieve them.
那除非实在必要，让我们尽量避免做这样的事。
But unless it's absolutely necessary, we pray, I hope that all of you will avoid asking for such favors.
好，让她能够充分发挥主给她的恩赐，用在服事上。
So that she can fully develop her love and blessing to this church.
我相信大家会发现他的来到我们教会会对我们教会是很大的祝福。
I'm sure that you all realize that she's a big blessing to this church.
今年暑假我们主日信息的安排比较特别。
Our Sunday messages this summer have been very different.
平常我们在一季里面要么是以圣经的一卷书为主，或者是在一个大的主题之下用新旧约几段不同的经文来讲。
Normally we focus on one particular book or we use different passages from both the Old and New Testament.
无论如何，通常每次信息用的经节会至少是一段，至少有几节。
But no matter what, usually we have at least a full passage or a couple of verses from the Bible.
而今年我们整个暑假的主日信息都是哥林多前书十三章四到八节。
However, the main topic of this summer is only verses 4-8 in 1 Corinthians.
我们是一句或两句的细细来思想什么是爱。
Because we want to carefully think through what is love.
那一开始做这样安排的时候呢，所有的讲员都知道，哇，这个挑战不小。
When we first scheduled this, I knew that this would be very challenging for all the speakers.
但是感谢主，每个讲员都愿意接受这个挑战。
But praise the Lord that every speaker has been willing to accept this challenge.
在六月份，洪玉龙弟兄还有董满章弟兄讲到之后，弟兄姐妹反应都非常好。
After Hong Yulong and Manny's services, the past couple weeks in June, I know that everyone has responded very positively.
大家对这个信息的内容印象都非常深刻，感谢主。
And praise the Lord, everyone's been very impressed by their messages.
今天我们要看的是哥林多前书十三章第五节的第二句话。
Today we will look at 1 Corinthians 13:5, the second sentence.
爱是不求自己的益处。
Love is not self-seeking.
这句话看起来很简单。
This sense looks very simple.
但是细细思想却有一层比一层更深的意义。
But if you think through it, there are actually multiple layers of meaning.
那我们就一点一点的来看。
So let's look at the first the three points.
好，这句话最明显的意思就是，爱就是不是事事都只为自己着想，而是应该也为别人着想。
So the most literal translation, obvious meaning of this sentence would be to not think about ourselves, but to think about others as well.
那这个道理也是很简单，大家都会同意，但是真正在生活当中实践出来不太容易。
And I'm sure this is a principle that all of us can agree on, but it's very hard to put it into practice in our daily lives.
我记得我小时候读过一篇文章，说有两个人坐火车坐在一起。
I remember reading an article when I was a kid about two people who sat on the train together.
一个要开窗，一个要关窗，两个人越吵越不愉快。你说谁对谁错
？So one person wanted to leave the window open, one person wanted to leave the window shut. So who's right and who's wrong in this case?
那这还是两个陌生人。
And these are even two strangers.
那有多少年轻的夫妻结婚之前是哎呀山盟海誓的我爱你，你爱我爱的要死。
So you can think of a lot of couples who, when they first get married, are just enamored and in love with each other.
但是才结婚没几天就开始吵。
But surely after the wedding, they start to argue.
吵什么呢？
And what do they fight about?
吵上厕所的卫生纸应该这样子摆还是那样子摆？
Think about how to arrange the tissue in the bathroom.
还吵牙膏应该怎么挤？
And they fight about how to squeeze the toothpaste.
有的人习惯是随手中间一挤。
Some people like to squeeze it right in the middle.
只要挤出来就好嘛。
As long as it comes out.
有的人非要从底慢慢这样往上挤，一定要这样。
Some people like to squeeze it from the very bottom.
那我和我的好太太呢，其中一个看法不同的是，家里的马桶应该维持的常态是什么？
One thing that my wife and I have very different opinions about is how to leave the bathroom seat in the
Yeah, 那个坐垫是应该放下去的呢，还是拿起来的
？Should we leave the toilet uncovered or covered?
那没有孩子之前是一比一，所以我也不记得我们讨论过这个事情。
Okay, so before we had Tina and Lydia, the male to female ratio in our house was 1-1.
对，但是后来生了两个孩子，都是女儿。
But after we had Tina and Lydia, since they're both girls.
所以等他们长大以后，我每次上完厕所就得考虑我们家中3:1的这个情势。
And after they grew up, every time I'm done using the bathroom, I have to think about the fact that there are actually 3 girls in our house and only 1 guy.
我如果不把坐垫放回去，那就是只为自己方便，而没有为我生命当中3个重要的女人考虑。
If I don't put the toilet seat down, then I'm only thinking about the convenience of myself and not the 3 other very important women in my life.
在任何的人际关系当中，如果我们总是只为自己做最好的选择，一定会产生冲突的。
In our relationships with others, if we always think about ourselves, there will inevitably be conflicts with others.
如果有人肯反过来优先为别人着想，那结果可能就很不一样。
If someone is willing to do the opposite and put others in front of ourselves, then the result will be very different.
我想大家都坐过很挤的公共汽车，然后一定有两种完全不同的经验。
I'm sure all of you have been on very crowded buses before with 2 very different experiences.
一种是上车之后大家都急着抢座位，抢的结果是整个车厢的气氛都不好。
One is once everyone gets on the bus, everyone starts to fight for the seats, creating tension.
另一种情形是当有老弱妇孺上车的时候，哎，有人自动起来让座。
The other situation is when there are elders who get on the bus, there will be people who are willing to give up their seats.
很奇怪，当让座的事情发生的时候，常常整个车厢里面的气氛都改变了，对不对？
And very interestingly, whenever someone is willing to give up their seat, it creates a very lighthearted atmosphere across the whole bus.
我大学毕业服兵役的时候发生过一件事情。
When I served the military right after college, there was a specific incident that I very remember.
那有三个月的时间，我们是陆海空三军同一个专长的人都集中到一个学校接受特别的训练。
For 3 months, the Army, Navy, and Air Force were all gathered together for special training.
那在那个训练期间呢，我们空军跟海军都改穿陆军的制服。
And throughout the training, the Navy and the Air Force had to wear the uniforms for the Army.
我们那一个连特别大，我们那连有216个人，三分之二以上是陆军，空军和海军加起来不到三分之一。
There were 216 people in our camp, but more than 2/3 belonged to the Army. So the remaining less than 1/3 were the Navy and Air Force.
然后到了秋天，天气变凉了，就发下新的外套。
When the fall came, they gave us new jackets.
那发的时候才几分钟就，就被大家抢光了。
But when they were giving out the new jackets, within a few minutes, they were all snatched away.
虽然结果是每个人都拿到一件，但有一些人块头很大，却拿到很小的。
So even though everyone got one jacket, some people who were stronger and bigger actually got smaller sizes.
问题是每个人拿到一件以后，没有人肯换。
But the problem was that after everyone got a jacket, they weren't willing to exchange.
连那些人块头明明很小，拿到比较大的都不肯换。
Even those who were bigger but got smaller sizes were unwilling to exchange their smaller jackets for other people.
那在那时候，我是被大家推选做实习连长。
And at that time, I was nominated as a commander company.
那除了带部队啊，维持好的纪律之外，像这样的纠纷，我也需要排解。
So not only did I have to keep everything in order, I also was.Responsible for resolving these conflicts.
可是大家才刚刚为抢衣服争吵，气氛很不好，怎么办？
But there was a lot of tension because people had just finished fighting for these new jackets.
那我就把所有人都召集。
So I gathered everyone.
我跟他们说，我们看到连上有一些人的夹克太小，穿了不合身，我们不能说那是他们自己运气不好倒霉，活该。
So I told them, even though we see some people in our camp wearing smaller jackets.We shouldn't think that it's they're unlucky or they're unfortunate.
有这么不理想的结果发生，我们应该想，这是我们所有人的责任。
For an unfortunate outcome like this, it's actually our responsibilities.
那我自己是空军。
And I belong to the Air Force.
我就先向所有空军的人呼吁。
So I first called out to all the airmen.
我说这个夹克我们只再穿一个月，训练结束以后我们就不穿了。
And I told them, you know, this jacket we only need for one more month, and after the training we won't need it anymore.
那些来自陆军的人却需要再穿一年多，穿到他们服完兵役。
But those who belong to the army will actually wear it for another year until they're done with their service.
哎，结果所有的空军都跟着我把身上的夹克都脱下来，让来自陆军的人先挑。
So all the airmen took off their jackets and let the army people pick first.
海军的一听也立即响应，他们也脱下夹克，让陆军的人先挑。
And then those who belonged to the Navy followed us and did the same thing.
这下来所有的人的态度都软下来了。
So after that, everyone's heart softened.
需要换夹克的人也不再抢。
And those who needed new jackets didn't have to fight for them anymore.
大家彼此体贴，互相礼让。
So everyone was very yielding and considerate.
陆军换好了，海军和空军也不抢。
So after everyone in the army got the jackets first, the people in the Air Force and the Navy also got theirs.
我讲好我会最后一个拿。
And I told everyone I would be the last to pick.
结果大家为我留下一件非常合身的。
And even the jacket that was left for me was very suitable.
那这件事情的结果还不是皆大欢喜而已。
And the outcome of this wasn't just that everyone was happy with their own jackets.
而是全连都变得非常的团结，士气大振。
But that we felt that we were very united after this incident.
所以后来各式各样的竞赛，我们连都得名。
So that after this, in every competition, we always won first place.
我们每个周末都拿到很多的名额，让想出去放假的人都可以出去。
On every weekend, we were able to win a lot of spots for people to leave.
刚刚讲的都是在生活当中随时可能发生的事情。
And the examples that I just mentioned are things that could happen any day in our daily lives.
同样一件事情，因为人的态度不同，可以有两种完全不同的结果。
Even though it's the same incident, because of different attitudes, there could be very different outcomes.
有人用过一个比方来说明天堂和地狱的不同。
Someone once used an analogy to emphasize the difference between heaven and
呀、yeah, 我记得董殿生有一次在我们教会也讲过这个比方。
And I remember Manny has mentioned this analogy of the difference between heaven and hell before.
变身。Yeah.
Sorry, not Manny.
Yeah. 也是姓董的。
Their last names are also Dong.
他说在天堂和地狱都有一张长长的桌子，桌子两边面对面的都坐满了人。
The analogy is like this. So heaven would be, so there's a table in the room and on both sides of the table are filled with people.
那桌子上都是一盘盘丰盛美味的佳肴。
And on top of the table there's a big feast.
每个人手上都有一双筷子，只是那个筷子非常非常的长。
And everyone seated at the table had a long pair of chopsticks.
那地狱的景象是每个人夹了菜都拼命想要放进自己的嘴巴，可是放不进去，筷子太长。
And the image of hell would be where everyone had a pair of long chopsticks and they were trying to put the food in their mouths, but because the chopsticks were too long, they weren't able to.
所以每个人都是想吃却吃不到，非常痛苦。
So everyone was very painful because even though they were hungry, they could not get any food.
天堂的景象却完全不同。
The image of heaven was very different.
虽然筷子也是太长了。
Although the chopsticks were too long,
但是每个人都学会夹给别人吃。
But because everyone learned how to get food for others,
所以你喂我，我喂你，哇，大家吃得非常快乐，比各吃各的还开心。
So because of feeding each other, everyone was very full and happy.
弟兄姐妹们，
sisters,
我们喜欢天堂还是地狱？
Do you prefer heaven or hell?
当然是天堂。
Of course, heaven.
那我们就不要用地狱里面人的生活态度来过我们每天的生活嘛。
So let's not treat others with the attitude that we have in heaven.
无论我们在家中跟家人相处，或在学校跟同学，在工作单位跟同事，在住家跟邻居，平常多想想我们的态度。
Whether we're at home with our family or with coworkers at work or with our classmates at school, let's think about others more.
有的时候一些小小的选择，就像在工作上让座或者是夹菜给别人吃，一时看来好像是吃亏，但是却可能把天堂的美好带进我们生活当中。
Even though some decisions are very trivial, such as whether or not to give up our seats on the bus or whether or not to get food for other people, and sometimes it may seem like we're taken advantage of. If we're able to have a loving attitude and be considerate of others, we can bring a little bit of heavenness to our daily lives.
好，刚刚讲的还是生活当中的小事。
And the things I've mentioned are just very trivial daily things.
是我们都知道，哎呀，稍微让一让就可以大家和谐相处，相安无事那一类的事情。
And these are things that we know. As long as there's a little bit of concession, it can lead to harmony.
现在进一步想想，如果牵涉到的事情是跟你的想法，甚至是你的理念有关的时候，怎么办？
But if we take it to the next step, if these things are related to our beliefs or our ideas, then what happens?
在哥林多前书十章二十三节到二十四节，圣经说：“凡事都可行，但不都有益处；凡事都可行，但不都造就人。无论何人，不要求自己的益处，乃要求别人的益处。”
In 1 Corinthians chapter 10:23-24, it says, "Everything is permissible, but not everything is beneficial. Everything is permissible, but not everything is constructive. Nobody should seek his own good, but the good of others."
这段话也是出自《哥林多前书》同一卷书。
This verse is also from 1 Corinthians 13:5.
那《哥林多前书》十三章五节讲到爱是不求自己的益处的时候，这段经文是有最直接关系的一段经文。
And this is directly related to love is not self-seeking in 13:5.
那么保罗在第十章谈什么呢
？So what is Paul trying to talk about in chapter 10?
大家有圣经的话可以打开圣经来看。
If you have the Bible, please open it.
我们要知道保罗写这封信给哥林多教会的时候大概是公元55年左右。
We know that when Paul wrote this letter to the church of Corinth, it was in AD 55.
也就是在耶稣被钉十字架复活升天之后大概二十几年。
We also know that it was 20 years after Christ had been crucified.
那时候基督徒人数已经快速的增加。
We know that there was an influx of Christians.
福音从小小的耶路撒冷犹太地区传到很多非犹太人的地区。
So the gospel had already been spread from Jerusalem and the Jewish regions to the Gentiles.
呀，哥林多就是一个属于非犹太人或者称为外邦人的大城。
And Corinth was a town that belongs to the Gentiles.
虽然教会在那里成立了。
Although the church had been established there.
但是整个城还是异教风俗盛行的地方。
The city was of religious and cultural diversity still.
在那边拜偶像的风气普遍到一个地步，你在市面上几乎买不到任何的肉是不曾被别人先用来祭拜过的。
And idol worshiping was so prevalent in this city that it was hard to buy meat that had not been sacrificed.
那在那个环境的基督徒，他们就需要面对一个很有争议性的问题。
So for the Christians who lived in that town, they had to face a very controversial issue.
就是那些在市面上买来的肉可以吃还是不能吃
which is whether or not they can eat the meat that has already been sacrificed.
有的人认为可以，有的人认为不行。
So some people believed it's permissible and some
not. 那还有一个相关的问题是这样。
And another relevant question.
大家在城里面很自然会跟不信主的人认识啊，同事啊，交往。
Because naturally you will have to interact with the non-believers in this town.
有的时候有人会请你去吃饭，会牵涉到对鬼神敬拜那样的宗教的仪式。
So sometimes people will invite to events where idol worshiping is inevitable.
那样的宴席，基督徒是可以去还是不能去
？So for certain events and feasts like this, are Christians allowed to go or not?
那有些基督徒觉得吃会让自己心里不安。
So for some Christians, they feel like eating this kind of meat made them very uncomfortable.
他们不但自己不吃，也觉得那些吃的基督徒是犯罪。
So not only did they not eat the meat, they also felt that the Christians who did were sinners.
另外，有一些基督徒觉得我们信的神远远大过这一切。
On the other hand, there were certain Christians who believed that the Lord that we believe in is greater than this.
他们不但自己觉得可以心安理得的吃，也觉得那些不敢吃的人太软弱。他们就轻看他们。
So not only did they feel justified to eat these meat, they also felt the people who didn't eat were too weak and looked down on them.
他们看法不同，就在教会里面起了争论。
So because of these differences, there were a lot of arguments in church.
他们去问属灵长辈的意见。
So they asked the elders for their advice.
保罗在写信给他们的时候，就提出他的看法。
And Paul wrote about this in his letter to them.
我们发现保罗处理这件事情的时候有几个原则。
We noticed that Paul had several principles when he was handling this issue.
第一，有一些事情是很清楚圣经，有圣经的原则可遵循的。
So there are some things that there are specific doctrines in the Bible that we can follow.
那种情形就没什么好争的。
So for things like this, there's no need to fight about it.
譬如说，圣经很清楚地禁戒基督徒去参与祭拜鬼神的仪式。
For example, it says clearly in the Bible that we should not engage in idol worshiping.
所以，如果那些宴席是有牵涉到对鬼神的敬拜，保罗说基督徒不要去。
So for feasts like that, where idol worshiping is inevitable, Paul said you should not go.
那些在市面上买到拜过偶像的肉可以吃吗
？What about the meat that has already been sacrificed? Are they edible?
会不会那里面有那些邪恶的魔力，基督徒吃了会不好
？Is it because there are evil powers? Therefore, Christians should not eat them.
保罗不这样认为。
Paul did not think so.
他知道神大过这一切。
He knows that God is greater than this.
只要我们的心是清洁的，存着感恩的心领受，这一切都能蒙神的洁净。
As long as our hearts are pure, and we accept it with a thankful God.Heart, all this can be cleansed by the Lord.
从这点看来，保罗的看法是跟那些自认为刚强的人的看法是一样的。
So from this aspect, Paul's opinion is similar to those who are strong.
但是保罗又多提出了一个原则。
But Paul also mentioned another point.
他就是说，我们要为别的人着想。
We have to think about others.
他说，如果我的身旁有一些基督徒会因为我吃这些肉而心中感到不安。那么我肯为了他的缘故，我选择不吃。
He said that if me eating this meat will cause those who are around me to stumble, then I should not eat it because I do not want to weaken them.
他说，而且吃的人不应该轻看不吃的人。
And those who eat should not look down on those who don't.
不吃的人也不应该论断吃的人。
And those who don't shouldn't judge those who do.
那像这些事就不是只是生活当中的小事。
So brothers and sisters, these are not the small things in life.
牵涉到我们的信念跟理想。
Because this is actually related to our faith and our belief.
大家想看看，有时候在一个群体当中，当别人的一些信念、理想跟你不同的时候，你可能会觉得很难接受，甚至很痛苦。
So if you think about it, sometimes in our lives when we're in a group, and there are people who have very different opinions from us, it often results in conflicts and makes us very uneasy.
以伊泽克这个大学生的环境来说
Let's talk about Ithaca, this college town.
譬如说有一些系里面的教授是明显分两派彼此对立的
For example, in some departments, there are two very different parties.
他们对学术，这他们系上学术研究的方向有不同的看法。
They may have very different opinions about the research and the direction for the department.
所以每一次系上要讨论长期发展的计划，或者要考虑要聘请哪位教授的时候，这些冲突就会又浮现上来。
So every time the department has a faculty meeting to discuss the future goals and directions of the department, these conflicts will appear.
或者我们很多人做研究常常是要跟别人一起做一个研究，一起做一个 project。
Or for example, a lot of times when we do research, we have to work with others.
你也许肯在一些细节上让。
Sometimes you might be willing to yield the little small things.
甚至写那个 paper, 谁的名字放在前面你也愿意让。
And sometimes you don't even care who gets to be first author.
但是当你最在乎的一个看法得不到别人支持的时候，你怎么办？
But what happens if there's something that you feel that you're very opinionated about and other people do not support you?
同样在团契和教会的侍奉上，很多事情我们一群同工大家都愿意互相让。
Similarly at church in ministries, sometimes the coordinators are willing to yield.
但是有一些事情，偶尔会有些事情，有些同工认为只有这样对，有另外一些同工认为只有那样对。
But also there's some things that certain coordinators will believe this is right, whereas others believe the opposite.
这些事情发生的时候怎么办？
And what do we do when there is conflicts like this?
遇到这些情形，我们要记得圣经所讲的原则。
So when we face these issues, we must think about the biblical principles.
除非那真的是跟圣经的真理有明显的冲突。
Unless it's a direct conflict to the teachings of the Bible.
否则我们就要肯接纳别人和我们不同的看法。
Or else we should accept that.The fact that others might have different opinions from us.
甚至我要愿意替为了替别人着想而甘心放弃我本来理直气壮可以坚持的权利。
Sometimes we might even have to give up our rights just because we want to put others in front of ourselves.
无论如何，当这些争论发生的时候，我们一定要来到神的面前，扪心自问。
But no matter what, whenever there are conflicts like this, we must come before to the Lord.
我所争的是为谁而争
？And ask the Lord.Whatever I'm fighting about, who am I fighting it for?
我的做法是对别人对大家最好的吗？
Are my actions the best for others?
是爱的表现吗？
Is it loving?
是神所喜悦的吗？
Does it make you happy, Lord?
六月中我父亲过世之后，我母亲问我们三姐弟想请谁主持追思礼拜。
In June when my dad passed away, my mom asked me, my brother and my sister who we wanted to speak at our dad's memorial service.
结果我们四个人一讲出来，看法完全一致。
So actually, all four of us agreed.
我们都想找陈继明牧师。
Because we all wanted to ask Pastor Chen Bingtan.
Yeah, 陈继明牧师曾经是我在加州教会的主任牧师。
So Pastor Chen is the lead pastor of my church in California.
虽然他离开已经有将近十年的时间。
Even though he's already left for 10 years.
我们还是觉得他是跟我们家最亲的一位牧师。
We all still felt that he was the closest pastor to our family.
尤其让我们每个人都非常钦佩的是他的人品。
And what led us all to respect him is his character.
他从来不把属灵的话挂在嘴上。
He never talks spiritually.
但就你看他这个属灵的长辈，谦谦卑卑的把圣经的教导活出来。
But you can still see an elder like him live out the Bible's teachings in his daily lives.
我认识他20年。
I've known him for 20 years.
一开始只知道他是近代华人教会当中非常受敬重的圣经学者。
In the beginning, I only knew that he was a very well-respected biblical scholar among the Asian believers.
我后来有机会上他的课。
But afterwards, I was able to be in his class.
再后来有一次我有问题想向他请教，他在百忙当中拨出时间来接待我。
And one time I had a question that I needed to discuss with him, and he was willing to take out some time in his busy schedule.
再后来他主动找我，他亲自做我的属灵导师。
And even afterwards he approached me and was willing to be my spiritual mentor.
那从我进神学院进修到后来跟着他在教会配搭侍奉，他就这样子一路带着我。
So he's led me from when I was in seminary to all the way when I served in church.
后来在一起侍奉的时候，有几件事情我跟他看法不一样。
And later on when we served together, there were some things that I had very different opinions with him.
在讨论之后他让我照我的意思去做。
But after discussion, he was willing to let me do it my way.
现在回头来看，并不是说我的看法对他的看法错。
And now when I look back, it's not because he was right or I was right.
而是他考虑之后，他选择让我有机会照我的理念去做，好让我从当中有更多的学习。
But because after much thought, he decided he wanted to let it do it my He wanted to let me do it my way because he wanted me to learn.
实际上后来发现，有的时候为了要让我，他还必须自己付一些代价。
And I later on realized that sometimes because he was thinking about me so much that he even had to sacrifice several things.
他就是以栽培造就我的心，不断以爱来服侍我。
And he continued to support me because of this heart wanting me to grow.
后来到1996年初，我觉得神似乎越来越清楚，要引导我离开洛杉矶去做学生工作。
Later on in 1996, when God revealed to me more clearly that he wanted me to leave Los Angeles and come work for in student ministry.
我好几次跟陈牧师谈，他一开始都希望我说啊，你不要考虑离开。
And after several discussions with Pastor Chen, he told me, yeah, don't think about leaving.
因为他心中的计划一直是要把我们在加州的教会交给我。
Because he had a plan in his heart to give the church in California to me and let me lead it.
但是经过又半年的祷告，我和我太太都觉得神的旨意是非常清楚的。
But after half a year of praying, my wife and I felt like God's calling was very clear.
我们跟陈牧师讲了之后，
After discussing with Pastor Chen,
虽然这等于是坏了他多年的计划，
even though this might ruin his planning for years,
他选择接纳我。
He chose to accept me.
他甚至主动的开始来为我考虑到哪边做学生工作最好。
He even began to seriously consider where was best for me to do just student ministry.
因为他是这样的，把他个人的希望的这些计划放在一边。
Because he was willing to put his plans aside.
然后站在我的角度为我着想。
And be in stand in my shoes to think for me.
所以我在寻求神带领的时候，我就可以完全信任他，来向他请教。
So that when I'm asking God for direction, I can trust in Him fully.
那时候伊萨克教会还有一些别的教会找我的时候，我就请他和我一同祷告。
So at that time when the church here in Ithaca approached me, I asked Pastor Chen to pray with me.
结果他做了一件他平常很少做的事情。
He did something that he very rarely does.
就他很直截了当的跟我说，应该来 Ithaca.
Is that he directly told me you should come to Ithaca.
那在当时对我来讲，这是其中一个很重要的印证。
And to me at that time, that was a very important testimony.
很有意思，是在那之后才不到一个礼拜。
Very interestingly, not shortly a week after.
几位华人教会的领袖，像吴永长老啊，还有戴绍珍院长，都极力邀请他去台湾担任中华福音神学院的院长。
A couple of leaders like Elder Wu Young and James Taylor asked him to be the leader for the China Evangelical Seminary.
那时候陈师母在亚洲宣教不在家。
And at that time, Pastor Chen wasn't at home because he was doing missionary work in Asia.
Mrs. Yeah. 那陈牧师就跑来我家。
Pastor Chen came to my home.
他反过来很谦卑地征询我的意见，让我跟他一起祷告。
Instead, he humbly asked me for my advice and asked me to pray with him.
那因为有这些跟他一起侍奉的经验。
Because of this experience serving with him.
每次在教会侍奉遇到大家有两个非常强烈不同的看法的时候，我会想到陈牧师的榜样。
Whenever there are conflicts and people with very diverse opinions in church, I always think about the role model, my role model, Pastor Chen.
我就想到我需要提醒自己。
And then I think that I have to remind myself.
真正会在别人的心中留下正面和长远影响的，不是在一件事情上证明你是对的。
What really leaves a positive and long-term impact on others isn't just proving that you're right.
而是别人在你身上看到一个基督徒怎么样真正的信靠神，有好的属灵品格，活出圣经所教导的爱。
But rather to let others see how as a Christian you can fully trust God and have good character and also be willing to live out the teachings in the Bible.
好，第三，让我们再进深一步思想。
Okay, now point three, let's think a little bit more about this passage.
如果爱是需要我们把我们个人的人生计划都舍弃，我们还愿意爱吗？
If love requires us to give us the plans for our lives, are we still willing to love?
我们在座每一个人都是非常上进的。
Well, I know that all of us in this room are very diligent.
从小我们的父母就鼓励我们上进。
Because ever since we were a child, our parents taught us to be diligent.
我们的老师，我们的社会都鼓励我们上进。
Our teachers in this society has encouraged us to be diligent.
在我们华人的文化当中，努力上进是一个非常崇高的美德。
In Asian culture, this is a very esteemed virtue.
其实不只是华人文化，很多文化都是如此。
And not only in Asian culture, but in a lot of other cultures, the same as well.
什么叫做努力上进？
But what does it mean to be diligent?
就是能够善用自己的聪明智慧，发挥所长， 有很好的成就，对国家社会做出伟大的贡献。
So to be diligent means to make good use of our knowledge and ability to succeed in life and to contribute to our country.
在我们的心中，这样的上进是很崇高的。
In our hearts, we know this is already very respectable.
在希腊哲学当中也是如此。
And it's the same in Greek philosophy.
追求成长，发挥自我的潜力，不只是一件好事，而且被视为人人当尽的义务。
So for the Greeks, to aim for a growth and develop our potential isn't just something good, but it's also an obligation, a duty.
那亚里士多德还特别用了一个词叫做自我的实现。
Even Aristotle named this self-realization.
那心理学家在谈到人的五个层次的需要的时候，最高一个层次的需要就是自我的实现。
So when psychologists speak of the five needs of humans, self-realization is actually the highest in the hierarchy.
所以追求自我的实现不只是出于我们本能的需要。
So self-realization isn't something just necessary for instincts.
我们每个人很自然都会渴望。
But it's something that we actually naturally desire.
而且这样的一个追求是被视为很高尚，是值得尊敬的。
Because this kind of pursuit is esteemed and is looked high on.
那我们不只会自己这样追求，我们多半也会鼓励我们的孩子这样追求。
And not only do we pursue this, we also encourage our kids to do the same.
但是在我们信主之后，
after we believe God,
我们面对耶稣讲了一个让我们感到很困扰也不太明白的教导。
There's a teaching from Jesus that sometimes we find very troubling.
耶稣说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己。
Jesus said, if anyone would come after me, he must deny himself.
天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。
And take up his cross daily and follow me.
这段经文可以有好多种读法。
There are several interpretations for this.
我们可以说啊，这是耶稣讲给那些还没有信主的人听的。
We could say that this is something that Jesus said for those who haven't believed.
所以我们已经信主了，就算是已经在舍己，在背起十字架，在跟随耶稣了。
So that even though we've already accepted Christ into our life, we've denied As long as we've accepted Christ into our lives, we've denied ourselves, and we've already taken up the cross.
或者我们也可以轻描淡写的这样说。
Or we could also say,
哎呀，舍己就是你不想读经、不想祷告的时候，还是需要对付自己的软弱，要坚持每天亲近主。
To deny oneself means that even though we don't want to read the Bible, we don't want to pray, we should still face our weaknesses and persevere and to want to become close to God in each day.
这样的理解不算错。
There's nothing wrong with this interpretation.
也可以算是生活当中很正确的一个应用。
This is actually a very good application in our daily lives.
但是我们需要问，耶稣在这边讲的真的只是这么肤浅的意思吗？
But we must ask, is what Jesus is trying to say really this simple?
会不会耶稣在针对我们心中一些更根本的问题，在向我们发出更大的挑战？
Is Jesus trying to point out something very fundamental in our hearts and calling for a bigger challenge to us?
想看看我们心中的美梦是什么。
Think about a dream in your life.
你做科学研究的，在你至终的美梦当中，那幅图画里面是什么？
What is the ultimate dream in your life? For some of us who do scientific research, what is the ultimate dream?
会不会我们每个人想的其实都差不多？
Maybe all of us think the same, actually.
但是我有一天有了一个非常重大的发明，对人类做出很伟大的贡献。
Is that one day we can have a great invention and make significant contributions to all mankind?
这些梦很美，也真的很伟大。
And even though these dreams are beautiful and great.
但是这些梦都有一个共同的特色。
There's something common about these dreams.
就是在那个梦中得荣耀的主角总是我们自己。
Is that in these dreams, the one who is glorified is actually ourselves.
那是那整个梦最重要的中心。
And we are the center of those beautiful dreams.
我们中国人来几千年来觉得最崇高的是三不朽，立德、立功、立言。
There are three immortals in Chinese culture, which is to establish moral virtues, to accomplish magnificent feasts, or to hand down.
呀，如果有人能够真正对社会做出这样贡献，真的是已经是难能可贵了。
So the three decades is to establish moral virtues, to accomplish significant feats, or to hand down writings. And if we are able to achieve one of those, it's already very worthy of praise.
但是在我们追求这些崇高理想的时候，
But when we are trying to pursue these dreams,
我们会不会很诚实的承认？
Will we honestly ask ourselves and admit?
我们心里想的是我立德，我立功，我立言。
We're thinking that these are all accomplished by us.
我们爱自己是很自然的。
It's natural for us to love ourselves.
也算是合情合理的。
And it's very reasonable.
但是如果生命当中有一个更高的呼召，
But if there's a higher calling in our lives,
需要我们把这个最根本、最难舍的都舍下，我们还愿意吗？
Which requires us to give up something this fundamental, are we still willing to?
在路加福音十八章和十九章记载了两个人与耶稣相遇的事。
In Luke chapter 18 and 19, there's the story of the Pharisee and the tax collector.
一个是年轻有为的少年的官，一个是替罗马人欺压自己百姓的税吏长撒该。
The two people in the story are the very young and achieved Pharisee and the tax collector Zacchaeus.
其实仔细想想，这两个人在人生当中都是非常积极的，在追求他们自己想要的。
If you think about it, those two people, their lives, they are very aggressively pursuing what they want.
撒该是一心一意的追求钱财，他不择手段，一路升到了税吏长。
For Zacchaeus, all he wanted was money and wealth, so he did everything he could to become a tax collector.
少年的官是努力追求长进。
And for the Pharisee, he was very diligent.
在各方面都成为做人眼中的榜样。
He became a role model.
他可以说是品学兼优，年纪轻轻就做了官，又拥有很多财产。
And not only was he very wealthy, he was also very successfully academically and had very good character.
这两个人都遇见了耶稣。
But when both of these people met Jesus,
但是有谁想到最后的结果是撒该欢欢喜喜地接待耶稣，得着耶稣的救恩，而少年的官在与耶稣交谈之后，却是忧忧愁愁地走。
So who would have thought that when both of these people met Jesus, the tax collector was able to accept Christ and be justified and saved when he left, as opposed to the Pharisee who left with very empty heart.
弟兄姐妹和朋友们
Brothers and sisters,
我们常常只觉得有问题的是撒该。
We often think that the person with the problem is Zacchaeus.
我们只看到我们以为男主人来跟随耶稣的是像撒该那样的追求。
We often believe that what prevents people from accepting Christ is the desire for wealth like Zacchaeus.
是那个贪爱世界的钱财还有明显犯罪那样子的追求。
It's this desire for these earthly things and these very apparent and obvious sins.
所以当我们觉得自己跟撒该并不一样的时候，我们就已经觉得自己很不错了，是在跟随主了。
So oftentimes we think, as long as we're not like Zacchaeus, we're not bad, we're already following God.
我们很少去想会不会我们在无意当中是在跟少年的官走同样的路。
Very rarely would we think, maybe unintentionally, we're walking the same path as the Pharisee.
我们觉得自己的追求很崇高，很美善。
We think that our pursuits are self-righteous, and we think that we are very justified.
但我们对自己的爱，对追求自我，执着不舍。
But when we follow ourselves too much, and when our loves for ourselves are too much,
结果这个自我的追求成为了我们跟随神的拦阻。
This will prevent us from becoming close to God.
耶稣说：“若有人要跟从我，就当舍己。”天谦背起他的十字架来跟从我。
Jesus said, "If anyone would come after me, deny himself, take up his cross daily."
这个呼召，你听见了吗
？Do you hear this calling?
你明白了吗
？Do you understand?
你会有所回应吗
？And are you willing to respond to it?
陈继明牧师在主持我父亲葬礼的时候，说出了一段我母亲和我们三姐弟心中的话。
When Pastor Chen spoke at my dad's memorial service.He said something that me, my mom, and my sister and brother agreed on.
他说我父亲从年轻的时代开始就是众人心目中的好人。
He mentioned that ever since my dad was young, he was someone that everybody thought was a good person.
他的同学、同事、朋友、亲戚，每个人都说他这个人真好。
Everyone around him, from his classmates to his coworkers to his friends to his family members, all acknowledged that you know your dad is a great person.
但在他人生结束的时候，我们聚在一起向他告别的时候，那不是我们最感恩的。
But when his life ended and we all gathered together to say goodbye to him, we realize that's not what we're most thankful for.
我们心中最感恩的是他在十二年前，在他将近七十岁的时候，他终于发现一件事。
What we're most thankful for is that 12 years ago, when he was already 70, he realized something.
是像他这样的人，也需要相信耶稣。
He realized that even someone like him also needed Jesus.
甚至他比别人更需要信靠耶稣。
And that he even needed Jesus more than other people.
感谢主让他有这样的觉悟。
And we thank the Lord for giving him this awakening.
从过去觉得啊，像我这样的人不需要信主。
I'm from believing that you know people like me don't need Jesus.
到回转过来接受主。
To turning back and accepting Christ.
再进而谦卑的跟随主，愿意侍奉主。
And then willing to follow him very humbly.
以至于在他生命当中最后的十二年。
So that in the last 12 years of his life,
虽然他身体大不如前，却活得更精彩。
Even though physically he was not as strong as before, he was able to live a very abundant and colorful life towards the end.
我们一同来唱一首诗歌。
Let's all sing.
作为对信息的回应。
A song to respond to this message.
大家可以用习惯的语言来唱。
Sing in the language that you're most familiar with.
我曾经追求世界的欢乐，希望能够得到满足。那一天，当我遇见耶稣，我发现自己的虚空，但主的爱是何等甘甜，滋润我干渴的心田，使我甘心跟随他的引导，在世家的路上奔跑。
还是第一节 still verse one.
I have tried to see the things of this world and hope satisfied I will beThen one day I came to know Jesus, I found out how empty I've been. The love of God is so sweet a thing, it satisfies my heart and my soul. So I want to follow him forever, pressing hard in the way of the cross. Verse 2. 我前面道路有耶稣陪伴，心中常有喜乐平安。生活中即使遇见困难，主耶稣赐给我力量，但主的爱是何等甘甜，滋润我干渴的心田，使我甘心跟随他的引导，在世家的路上奔跑。
请事情继续谈。以前我唱这个诗歌的时候，常常会觉得这首诗歌是撒该的写照。
When I used to sing this song before, I feel like it was a story of Zacchaeus.
过去他只追求世界的欢乐。
Because before he only pursued the joys of the earthly things.
但他遇到耶稣之后，他看到他自己心里的虚空。
But once he met Jesus, he realized how empty his soul was.
当他愿意打开心接受主耶稣的时候，他经历到主的爱是何等甘甜。
When he was willing to open up his heart and accept Christ, he experiences abundant love.
他就甘心的愿意来跟随主的引导。
He was willing to follow Jesus.
这真的是撒该心里的写照。
And this is really a good image of Zacchaeus.
但是我越多的思想，我真是非常的盼望啊！圣经没有讲，但是我真是很盼望，有一天少年的官他也回头，他也有这样的体会。
And even though this isn't mentioned in the Bible, when I sing this song, I really hope that one day the Pharisee is also willing to turn back and to accept Jesus.
他也经历到主的爱胜过这一切。
And so that he can experience God's love and realize that God's love is greater than all of this.
他也就愿意甘心的舍下。
And so that he is willing to sacrifice and give up his life.
真正的让耶稣来做他的主。
So that Jesus can be the only, one and only God.
好吧，我们有点时间，我们低头来祷告。
So now that we have time, let's pray.
我想先对基督徒做一个邀请。
First, I want to call out to all the Christians among us.
我们来思想我们生活当中的生活态度。
Let's think about our daily attitudes.
今天的经文说，爱是不求自己的益处。
The verse that we've studied today says, "Love is not self-seeking."
我是不是常常只为自己着想？
Is it true that oftentimes we think just about ourselves?
而忽略了别人的需要？
And therefore we neglect the needs of others.
我是不是有的时候用地狱的态度来过我每天的生活？
Is it true that sometimes we use the attitude of hell to live our daily lives?
会不会有的时候我觉得我有道理，或者我觉得我的理想很重要的时候，我不肯让别人？
Is it true that sometimes because I feel justified or because I feel that my ideas are important, therefore I'm not willing to yield?
也会不会当我在追求一个美好人生的时候，无形当中我成为了我生命的主。
And is it true that sometimes when I'm just pursuing a beautiful life, I unintentionally become the God in my life?
以至于我没有真正的来跟随耶稣。
Such that I'm not able to completely follow Christ.
让我们自己来跟神祷告，求主帮助我们。
Let's each pray to God.
在这时候，我也向我们当中还没有接受主的朋友做一个邀请。
And now I also invite those of us who have not, those among us who have not accepted Christ.
是不是有人羡慕经历主的爱？
Is there anyone who admires and is zealous for this kind of love from God?
渴望经历到主的爱是何等甘甜。
And wants to experience how sweet God's love is.
能够滋润我干渴的心田。
That can moisture our hearts.
让我这一生不再为自己而活。
So that I can live this life not for myself.
而是愿意甘心的跟随主，活在主的爱中。
But for Jesus and willing to sacrifice ourselves for God.
不晓得有没有人愿意今天就来接受主。
I don't know if there's any among us who is willing to accept Christ today.
如果你愿意今天就接受主，可以把手举起来，我们可以为你祷告。
If you're willing to accept Christ, please raise your hand, and we will all pray for you.
让我能够更多的知道你心中的需要，我们可以来为你祷告。
So that we can know the needs of your heart, and we can all pray for you.
如果有人心中有这样的感动，可以就是在你的桌上，就是举起头，我们不看别人，就是自己有感动，我们就。很简短的举个手。
So if you are touched today, just lift your heads and so that I can know who you are, and we will all pray for you.
所以说我们感谢你。
Lord Heavenly Father, we thank you.
谢谢你用永远的爱来爱我们。
Thank you for loving us with this eternal love.
你的爱是这样的无条件。
Your love is so unconditional.
是这样的无限。
Your love is so abundant and unlimited.
主能够认识你是何等蒙福的事。
Oh Lord, it's such a blessing to know you.
主啊，就求你帮助我们在你的爱中，我们自己的心也来软化。
Lord, that we just pray that in your love, our hearts can be softened.
让我们在生活当中跟别人相处的时候，本来一些我们会斤斤计较的事情就慢慢的不再计较了。
So that when interacting others, we are able to give up certain things.
从原来总是只想到自己的需要，到变成常常会去想到别人的需要。
From always focusing on ourselves, to thinking about the needs of others.
主啊，我们知道你乐意把你的爱充满我们的教会。
Lord, we know that you joyfully you want your love to expand all over this church.
充满我们的团契。
You want it to fill our fellowships.
充满我们每一个家中。
To fill all our families.
甚至充满我们与别人合租的 apartment.
Even to fill the apartments that we live with others.
主啊，我们愿意对你说，主啊，我们愿意降服。
Lord, we want you to know that we're willing to give up ourselves for you.
我们愿意学习舍己。
We are willing to learn to sacrifice.
愿你更多来得着我们。
So that you can give more to us.
听我们的祷告。
Lord, we pray in your name.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
我们再来唱一次。
Let's sing the song again.
我曾经追求世界的欢乐，希望能够得到满足。那一天，当我遇见耶稣，我发现自己的虚空，但主的爱是何等甘甜，滋润我干渴的心田，使我甘心跟随他的引导，在世界的路上奔跑。我前面道路有耶稣陪伴，心中常有喜乐平安。生活中即使遇见困难，主耶稣赐给我力量，但主的爱是何等甘甜，滋润我干渴的心田，使我甘心跟随他的引导，在世界的路上奔跑。
下面我们欢迎新朋友。
Now let's welcome newcomers.
如果你是第一次